Hey everybody, this is Daniel Glass and welcome to another edition of the Drum History Minute. In today's episode, we're going to focus on one of the most famous and influential grooves of the last 50 years. I'm speaking, of course, about the Bo Diddley beat, which was named after the R&B guitar wizard and rock and roll pioneer who first made it popular. Now, for those of you who don't know diddly about Bo and his beat, let me give you a quick introduction. The Bo Diddley beat is easily recognizable because of its unique accent pattern, which goes something like this. 1, 2, and 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, and 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. You dig that? Bo used this accent pattern to great effect in many of his biggest hit records, and it became one of the identifying trademarks of early rock and roll. Now, to hear a great example of Bo's beat, you need go no further than the man's very first single, released in 1955 through the Chicago blues label Chess. The title of this single? Why, Bo Diddley, of course.
Don't let it decide, baby, diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, he gonna take it to a private eye.
Now, I should point out here that not one but two drummers were actually involved in the creation of the Bo Diddley beat. Well, really, it was more like a drummer and a percussionist. First, you had Chicago blues veteran Clifton James hammering out the famous accent pattern on his toms. And on top of that, you can hear Maraca man Jerome Green laying down a solid shaker pattern. When combined with Diddley's reverb-laden guitar riff, the results was a greasy, syncopated, thunderous wall of sound that blew people's minds and could truly be defined as one of the first authentic rock and roll records. Now, even though he's one of the few people in the world that actually has a beat named after him, Bo Diddley can't really take credit for inventing the groove that bears his name. Its origins lie in an African rhythm called the juba, which has gradually filtered its way into American culture in many ways. You know that old rhythm that people use when honking their horn or knocking on a door? Bump-a-dee-bump-bump-bump-bump. Well, check out the accent pattern going on underneath. Bump-a-dee-bump-bump-bump-bump. Coincidence? I think not. And for those of you who are into Latin music, you probably noticed that the Bo Diddley accent pattern is identical to a 3-2 son clave. Again, you're hearing the African influence. Now, whether or not he was the inventor of his beat, you could certainly give Bo Diddley plenty of credit for making it one of the staples of rock and pop music. Here are just a few of the songs from the last 5 decades in which this groove has appeared in one form or another.
I'm gonna tell you how it's gonna be. Are you gonna give your love to me?
I want candy. I want candy.
Well, you don't know what we can find. Why don't you come with me, little girl, on a magic carpet ride?
Every day I get you.
Magic bus.
To get on the bus that takes me to you.
In case you were wondering, you just heard, in order, Buddy Holly, The Strangeloves, Steppenwolf, The Who, Eric Clapton, Bruce Springsteen, George Michael, and U2. Well, that's it for this episode of the Drum History Minute. For other DHMs, and to learn much more about the history of drumming, please check out my website, www.danielglass.com. That's DanielGlass.com. Thanks a lot, and keep a rockin'.